Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Oh yes, see that beautiful banner go, brothers and sisters. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And this show is for the 15th of May, 2017. We are currently in the book of Psalms, going through them. It's going to be quite a few shows here. Lots of psalms, and I like to comment on them so you get the full impact. Let me get a little drink of water here. Ah, yes, cold water with lemon in it. Very good. Let's get into Psalm 34. It has a title, and it says, Of Dawid, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech so that he drove him out and he went away. Now, Abimelech was the king of Gath. And to reference the title, you can look at 1 Samuel 21, verses 13 through 15. There we go. Let's get right into this. All of this stuff is historical. It's just marvelous. Book of Psalms is very inspirational. Verse 1 of Psalm 34. I will bless Yahweh at all times. Praise of him is ever in my mouth. Verse 2, my soul shall boast, 1984, in Yahweh. The poor, 6041, shall hear and be glad. Verse 3, magnify, 1431. Magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse 4. I asked Yahweh, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. 4035. They look to him and are radiant, 5102, and their faces are not ashamed, 2659. Verse 6, the poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him from all his troubles, 6869. Verse 7, the messenger, 4397, of Yahweh camps, 2583, around those that fear or revere, okay, 3C73, to fear or hold in awe or revere him, and delivers them. Now, messenger is what they call an angel, okay? But it's a warrior messenger of Yahweh of protection. Here's verse 8 of Psalm 34, and you can reference 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. Oh, taste, 2398, and see that Yahweh is good. 2896. Happy or blessed, it can be either one, is the mighty man, 1397, that takes refuge, 2620, in him. Verse 9, O revere, 3372, Yahweh, you, his holy ones, 6918. For those who fear him or revere him have no want, 4270. Verse 10, young lions, 3715, may lack, 7326, and suffer hunger, 7456. Now let's stop. He's not talking about lions. He's talking about young, strong men. Moving on. But they that seek, 1875, Yahweh, they that seek Yahweh shall not want for any good, 2896. Verse 11. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you, 3925, the fear or reverence of Yahweh. Verse 12 through 16, you can reference 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Verse 12, who is the man that desires life and loves many days so he may see good? In other words, wants to live a long time. Verse 13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit, 4820. 14, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Verse 15. The eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Verse 16. The face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the land. Verse 17, his people cry and Yahweh hears and delivers them from all their troubles. Yahweh is near to them that have a broken, 7665, heart, and save those with a crushed, 1793, spirit, 7307. Now, a lot of these, I've used a lot of these words before, so I'm no longer, when, if I've used a word a lot already, I'm not going to give the Strong's number. It's unnecessary. It is what it is. I've recited the numbers enough. Verse 19, and you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 18, verse 15. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but Yahweh delivers him from them all. Verse 20, and you can reference John chapter 19, verse 36. He keeps all his bones, 6106. Not one of them is broken. Now that is a prophetic statement about Yeshua. They did not break his bones like they did the other two that they were crucifying. Verse 21. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be guilty. 8:16. Verse 22. Yahweh redeems, 6299, the soul or the being, can be either one, of his servants, 5650. Pardon me, I had to cough. And none of them that take refuge in him shall be guilty. In other words, you're going to take refuge in Yahweh and his laws, and you will be accounted as righteous when you have to stand in front of that throne. So that ends Psalm 34. We will move on to 35. This also is of Dawid, verse 1. Contend, 7378, O Yahweh, with them that contend, 3401, from 7378, that's a derivative, with me, this is David speaking, make war against those that make war against me. This is figurative here. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise up to help me. Draw the spear, verse 3, draw the spear and close up the way, 5462, against those that pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Verse 4. Let them be put to shame and disgraced, 3637, that seek after my life. Let them be turned back and humiliated, 2659, that plan, 2803, evil against me, or harm, evil or harm. Let me get a little ice water here. Let them be as the chaff, 4671, before the wind. And let the messenger of Yahweh drive them away. That's one word, 1760. There's a lot of that. Has to be several words in English to make one, use one word in the Hebrew. Verse 6, let their way be dark, 2822, and slippery, 2519, and let the messenger of Yahweh pursue them. Verse 7, because without cause, 2600, they have hidden their net, 7568, in a pit, 7845, that's a capture pit, for me, which without cause they have dug for my life. In other words, they were trying to trap him and kill him. He had a lot of trouble back then. He had to fight for his life many times. Verse 8, and you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 21. Let devastation, 7722, and that's in the masculine form there, come upon him unawares, literally without his knowledge. And let him be caught in his own hidden net. Let him fall into that very devastation. In other words, what goes around comes around. What he had planned for David is going to happen to him. Verse 9. And my soul shall be joyful, 1523, in Yahweh. It shall rejoice and his salvation. Verse 10, all my bones shall say, Yahweh, who is like you, which delivers the poor from one who is stronger than him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that robs him. He's going to feel that down to his very bones, the deepest feeling in him. This is very poetic. You can't take a lot of this literally. It's a poem and a song. Verse 11, malicious, 2555, or harmful, witnesses, 5707, rose up. They inquired of things I did not know of. Well, why is it? Why did you do this? What are you talking about? They're accusing by questions. And they're accusing David of things he didn't do. He doesn't know anything about them. Well, they're doing that to good people today, aren't they? Guilt by accusation. You don't actually have to do anything. You just have to be opposing their schemes. And they're going to lie about you because that's their nature. Verse 12. They rewarded me evil for good to the bereavement, 7908, of my soul, my being. Verse 13. But as for me, when they were sick, 2470, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned to my own bosom. 2436. Here's how he treat. This is his enemies. You know, love your enemies. Be forgiving. This is an example set by David. Verse 14. I behaved as though he was my friend or brother. I was bowed down, 7817, with sadness, 6937, like one who mourns for his mother. These are people that were bad-mouthing him, speaking evil of him. But he was forgiving because that was his nature. Verse 15, and he prayed for him and everything else, put sackcloth on. Oh, I'm so sorry that you're ill. Verse 15, but when I stumbled, 6761, they rejoiced, 8055, and gathered themselves together. The smiters, 5222, these are people that smite with words, gathered themselves together against me, and I did not know it. They tore, 7167, without ceasing, 1826, describing a sustained verbal attack. Oh, we got that today. The good people get attacked all the time. All the time. Rumors and lies, name calling, evil, 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 evil. Sin. Verse 16. With impious mockery. Impious is 2611. And mockery is 3934. They gnashed, 2786, upon me with their teeth. They just were biting at him with words, mocking him. Verse 17. Now they had replaced the name of Yahweh with Adonai here. I have replaced the name of Yahweh where it belongs in this verse. Verse 17. Yahweh, how long will you look on? Restore my soul from their ravages. 7722. Now that's the feminine form. My precious life, 3173, from the lions, 3715. Comparing these people to fierce beasts. Verse 18. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among many people. Verse 19. Wait a minute. I gotta clear my lungs again. Oh, man. It just gets in the wrong spot and just makes me cough something awful. Verse 19. You can reference Psalms 69, verse 4, and the book of John, chapter 15, verse 25. Do not let my hated enemies wrongfully, 8267, rejoice over me. Neither let them that hate me without a cause wink, 7169, with their eye. Like people wink to one another, oh, we really got him now. Ha, 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 well. Verse 20, because they do not speak of peace, but devise, 2803, deceitful, 4820, matters against those that are quiet, 7282, in the land. They're going to stir up strife in a peaceful land. Verse 21, yea, they opened wide, 7337, their mouth against me and said, aha! Aha! Our eye has seen it. Verse 22. And I need to check something right here. There is a discrepancy. That's 3522. If I can find it. 3522. Yep, they changed. There's another instance that I had missed where they had removed Yahweh and put in Adonai. I have just found it. I have it open right before me, and I needed to correct that. So, you have, verse 22, you have seen this, O Yahweh. Do not keep silent. Yahweh, do not be far from me. That second Yahweh, they put in Adonai. So that's corrected. Verse 23, stir yourself up, 5782, that's all one word, and awake, 6974, to my judgment, 4941, or to the judgment of my case against these people, to my cause, 7379, my Elohim, and my Lord. Now, Lord is 113 here, and that is Adon, and that is a title, and it is used properly. It is not a substitution for the name. Verse 24, judge me, O Yahweh, my Elohim, according to your righteousness. and do not let them rejoice over me. Verse 25, do not let them say in their hearts, ah, just as we wished. Do not let them say, we have swallowed him up. Verse 26, let all those that rejoice at my harm be put to shame and disgraced. Let them that magnify themselves, that's 14:31, against me be clothed with shame, 13:22, and disgrace, 3:6-3:9. Verse 27. Let those that favor, 2:6-5:5, my righteous cause shout for joy. Yea, let them say continually, let Yahweh be magnified, who is pleased at the prosperity of his servant. Verse 28, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. And that ends Psalm 35. Very, very poetic, very emotional. That was Dawood's style. Telling of all the troubles that he was having. And he wrote songs about it, about to glorify Yahweh when he was delivered by Yahweh from all these evil people. He had a very troubled kingship. From the very start, he had problems. Even his own son went against him, and his army commander betrayed him, and close friends. It was terrible. And the only thing that got Dawood through was his faith in Yahweh. So that is the recounting of a lot of these psalms about his troubles. He wrote psalms like some people keep a diary. It's amazing. Well, here's Psalm 36, and it says, to the leader of Dawood, the servant of Yahweh. That's the title. And here's verse 1. And you can reference the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 18. The transgression, 6:5-8:8. Pardon me, I ran out of breath. The transgression of the wicked says in my heart that there is no fear, 6:3-4:3, of Elohim before his eyes. Verse 2, because he flatters himself in his own eyes until his iniquity is found to be hateful. Verse 3, the words of his mouth are evil and deceitful. He has ceased being prudent, 7:9-1:9, and doing good. And fulfilling something. It's 31:90 to make full. Verse 4. He devises mischief in his bed. He thinks about that stuff all night. He sets himself on a path that is not good. He does not reject evil. Verse 5. Your mercy, O Yahweh, is in the skies, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Verse 6. Your righteousness is like a great is like great mountains, plural. Your judgments are a great deep, like a great deep body of water. O Yahweh, you deliver Adam and beast. Stop right there. Adam 120 means the Adamic man, and beast 929 means two-legged, non-Adamic man. You deliver Adam and beast. Verse 7. How precious is your loving kindness, 2617, O Elohim. Therefore, the children of Adam take refuge under the shadow of your wings, specifically of Adam. Verse 8, they shall drink their fill, 7301, from the abundance, 1880, of your house, and you shall make them drink, 8248, of the river, 5158, of your pleasures, 5730. That's blessings. They will drink their fill from the spiritual abundance of the house of Yahweh. That's really something. And the rivers of his pleasures will be all the blessings that he's going to put on them. That's really beautiful. Verse 9, because with you is the fountain, 4726, of life. In your light, 216, we shall see light. And as enlightenment. Pardon me. Verse 10. Oh, prolong, 4900, your loving kindness to them that know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. 3477. That's Yashar, like the book of the upright, the book of Yashar. No, they call it Jasher, but it's Yashar. Verse 11, do not let the foot, 7272, of pride, 1346, come against me. And do not let the hand of the wicked make me flee. One word, 5110. Verse 12, there the doers of evil are fallen. They are pushed down, 1760, and shall not be able to rise. Very specific about the seed line of Adam here. That ends Psalm 36. Now we'll get into Psalm 37. Let me get another drink of water and I'll be right with you. Okay, Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not be angry, to be angry is 2734, because of evildoers, neither be envious, 7065, of the doers of iniquity, 5766, that's directed at us. Oh, they're prospering. Well, this is their world right now. Our world is coming, and they will be destroyed. verse 2. Because they are like the grass, 2682, that's one word for grass, 2682, and quickly, 4120, wither, 5034, like the green, 3418, grass, 1877, that's a different word for grass. And the second word means the fresh new spring shoots that die quickly in a drought. That's what that describes, 1877. Verse 3. Trust in Yahweh and do good, and so you shall dwell in the land, and in truth you shall be fed. 7462, that's the word for pasture, to feed sheep, to pasture sheep. So you'll be fed as the sheep of Yahweh, the flock, his flock. That's why that word is there. Verse 4, delight yourself, 6026, also in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires, 4862, of your heart. Commit, verse 5, commit, 1556, your ways to Yahweh, also trust in him, and he shall do it. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday, 6672. Verse 7, be still, 1826, and anxiously await, 2342, for Yahweh. Do not be angry because of those who prosper in their ways, because of the man who makes evil plans, 4209. In other words, don't worry about people that are prospering by ill-gotten gains and being thieves and dishonest. They're going to get their punishment. They're going to get their little piece of this world, and then it's going to be over. And they're not taking anything with them. So, all their stuff will go to somebody else. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not be angry and in any way do evil. In other words, don't try to get revenge against these people right now. Verse 9, because evildoers shall be cut off, that means killed. But those that wait upon, 6960, that wait upon Yahweh shall inherit, 3423, the land. We're going to have New Jerusalem. We're going to rule under Yeshua Messiah. Just wait on Yahweh has got it. We don't understand his working sometimes, but you just have to be patient and let him do his thing. He is the creator. Verse 10, yet a little while, 4592, longer, and the wicked will be gone. Yea, you shall diligently look for where he was, and he shall be gone. Well, where'd all the Jews go? I don't know. I don't miss them. Here's verse 11, and you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5. But the humble, 6035, shall inherit the land and shall have delight in the abundance, 7230, of peace. It's going to be great living under Yeshua's rule. Verse 12, the wicked plot against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. Well, they sure do. Yahweh. Now, they replaced Yahweh with the Lord again. Right there. Yahweh shall laugh at him because he sees that his day is coming. I don't know why they keep trying to take the holy name out, but they sure do. So I just put it right back in. I don't pay them any, never mind. That's why I did this study. So I could correct all this nonsense. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to overcome the poor and needy, to slaughter those of an upright way of life. Well, what's going on today? If you try to do right and you try to live according to Yahweh's laws, you are persecuted and threatened and punished by the world because you want to keep his laws. And we are told that we will be persecuted in his namesake. And it's here. It's here right now. Verse 15. Their sword shall go into their own heart. Oh, turn right back on them. And their bows shall be broken in pieces. That's one word, 7665. A little, 4592, that a righteous man has is better than the wealth of many wicked. Oh, listen, I'm going to read that again. A little that a righteous man has is better than the wealth of many wicked. Our treasure's in heaven, folks. Not here. Verse 17. Because the arms of the wicked shall be broken. That means their power. And their power is starting to break now. We see it. Wait on Yahweh. But Yahweh upholds the righteous. Verse 18. Yahweh knows the days of the upright. Here's a different word. 8549. And their inheritance, 5159, shall be forever. Verse 19. They shall not be put to shame in times of evil. And in the days of famine, 7459, they shall be satisfied. 7646, what does that tell us? Verse 20, but the wicked shall perish, and the hated enemies of Yahweh shall be as the precious, 3368, lambs, 3733, the lambs of a first year. This is referring to the sacrificial lambs for burnt offerings. They're going to be burned up. Continuing on in that verse, they shall be consumed, 3615, by fire. Into smoke, 6227, they shall be consumed. The tares are going to burn. That's what it says right here. Verse 21, the wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. Two different natures, okay? Two different spirits within us. An evil spirit and a spirit of Yahweh. That's daylight and dark right there. That's the difference. Verse 22, because those blessed by him shall inherit the land, and those cursed by him shall be cut off. Those are the Edomites, folks. All through Scripture tells what's happening to Edom. Verse 23, the steps of a good man are made firm by Yahweh, and he delights in his way. Verse 24, though he falls, in other words, makes a mistake, he shall not be utterly thrown down, that's one word, 2904, because Yahweh holds him up, 5564, with his hand. He knows we're going to make mistakes. We just have to keep on trying to live in his ways. That's all he wants. I have been a young, verse 25, I have been a young man, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his offspring begging bread. In other words, he's going to take care of the righteous. Verse 26, every day he is merciful and lends. Now that's talking about the righteous man. And his offspring is blessed. That's the righteous. Verse 27, he's admonishing and exhorting to righteousness here. Turn away from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. Live the eternal life. Verse 28, because Yahweh loves judgment or justice, and does not forsake his pious ones, 2623. They are preserved forever, but the offspring of the wicked shall be cut off. Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Verse 30, the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, 2451, and his tongue talks of judgment. Justice under Yahweh's law. Here it is, verse 31, the law of his Elohim is in his heart. None of his steps shall slip. Here it is, 32, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to kill him. What's going on today, folks? What's going on in the world today with the wicked wanting to kill the righteous? It's all over the place. They're locking people up for questioning the lies. They're locking people up for making a true statement because it's not politically correct. They're doing this in England left and right. They're imprisoning people. They're trying to pass the same laws here that if you say anything that offends anybody, you can go to prison. So much for free speech. They're going to get rid of free speech here. It's coming. In these last days, you can see what they're doing. Verse 33 of Psalm 37, Yahweh will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. In other words, Yahweh won't leave the righteous man in the hands of the wicked one. Verse 34, wait on Yahweh and keep his way, and he shall exalt you, in other words, raise you up to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Now, what have I been telling you? The power structure of these evil people is breaking down. They're losing their grip. They're going to be burned as tares, and we will inherit the land. All the way back in David's time, he's prophesying of this in this psalm. That's beautiful. Verse 35, I have seen the wicked in ruthless power. 6:1-8:4. Just exactly like they've got now. They're ruthless in their power. Spreading himself, 6:1-6:8, like a flourishing, 7:4-8:8, native tree, 2:4-9. Verse 36, yet he passed away, and lo, he was nothing, 3:6:9. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. They're just going to disappear. Verse 37, watch the man of integrity, 8:5:3:5, and see the upright, because the latter time of that man is peace. Wow. That's beautiful. Verse 38. But the transgressors, 6:5:8:6, shall be destroyed, 8:0:4:5, together, 3:1:6:2. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The latter time of the wicked shall be cut off. In 37, it said the latter time of the man that's upright is peace. But the in 38, the latter time of the wicked shall be cut off. They won't make it through the whole process. Verse 39. But the salvation, 8:6:6:8, of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their refuge, 4:5:8:1, in the time of trouble. Verse 40. And Yahweh shall help them, 5:8:2:6, and deliver them, 6:4:0:3. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they take refuge, 26:20, in him. That means those that have faith in Yahweh and make him the refuge, he will save from the plans of the wicked. Now, it doesn't promise that it won't be unpleasant during the process. That ends Psalm 37, by the way. We're in the last days, and it's accelerating very rapidly. Okay? It's getting ugly quick. We've seen betrayal on all sides by our politicians. All this is going to change, and we're going to get rid of Obama, and everything's going to be just hunky-dory and wine and roses. And sorry, folks, it's not happening. The only righteous government that's ever going to be on this planet is the kingdom of Yahweh with Yeshua as the king. You don't put your hope in politicians, because they're gonna kick you right in the teeth. They always do, don't they? The politicians have been systematically destroying our system since the uncivil war, the war of northern aggression. And they wormed their way into both governments. They were fully prepared to run the South. The evil ones had their children supporting the Southern cause and the Northern cause. Same time, either way they win. And They're going to be destroyed. They've been with us for a long time. They want white men to kill white men. They dearly love it when we fight among ourselves. They've got people that have wormed their way, even with Christian identity, they've wormed their way in, and they've got strife and all this nonsense going on. And try to destroy the spirit of cooperation and brotherhood. I did a sermon on that. Last week. But it's all crumbling, and they are entering panic mode, and they're becoming more and more vicious, pushing this agenda of the floods of dark waters that are coming into our lands, our white Christian lands, bringing their false gods, their false religion, their false laws, their barbarity, their violence, all the rape that's going on. And we look at this and just shudder, and it horrifies us. And we have to hunker down and be prepared to fight this. It's going to come to that. It's not going to hold together much longer, folks. So I keep telling people every week, be spiritually prepared. Get your family into the Word. Shut off the TV and learn the Word of Yahweh so you can be truly obedient. You won't have to be told. You'll know it. Study to show yourself approved and get your family involved in it so that they know. So they will understand why all this is happening and what they need to do when the time comes when they are confronted with this ever-increasing violence that we see in this world today. The police are not on our side. They are not going to help the white people. They will lock a white man up for self-defense and let the thug that assaulted him go free. That is the method. I saw Christians being stoned in Dearborn, Michigan by Muslims while the white police stood there and watched. Would not make an arrest. And told the Christians if they fight back, they'd go to jail. Even though they had a permit, they went through all the legal hoops. It didn't make a bit of difference. There is no justice in this system. You're not going to get a fair deal. It is a stacked deck against you all the way. Do not trust in the system or try to go through their system. Don't do the public stuff. Prepare in secret. Prepare in private. Don't run your mouth and bring attention to yourself. That's my job. Because I'm so old, I just don't care anymore. If they kick my door in and shoot me, then I'm going to die. I'm going to die anyway. Unless Messiah comes before I die, then I'll never die. Time to go. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll talk to you. On Wednesday will be the next live show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.